You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap with a bit of a free special looking ahead to two games at Anfield this weekend. So the men's team might be off, all players jetting off on international duty, but there are two opportunities to get into Anfield this weekend. So we're going to go chronologically. On Saturday, there was a Legends game. LFC Legends played against Manchester United Legends at Anfield. Lots of fantastic players joining Liverpool, including Xabi Alonso for the very first time playing for the Legends, which is very exciting indeed. We have the money alone. But to encourage you even more so to get down, we've got Matt Parrish, who's the CEO of LFC Foundation, and Laura Charlton from Cash for Kids, who are one of the beneficiaries of the work that the LFC Foundation do, and they're going to tell you about what this game means. So obviously it's a fantastic opportunity to see great players and to get into Anfield sometimes for the first time. I know for a lot of the young people who go, but also the money raised does a lot of great work. So we're going to be speaking to Matt and Laura about that and what that money raised means for the foundation in general and for charities like Cash for Kids, who, as I say, are one of the beneficiaries of events like this. And then after that, on Sunday, Liverpool women play in a WSL game against Everton women. So it's a Merseyside derby in the Women's Super League, back in the top tier this season, Liverpool on Sunday. That is a 6:45 kickoff on Sunday. So, yeah, encouraging everyone to get down to that as well. And I spoke to two of the players who are going to be featured in the game. So we've got Kerry Holland, who's a midfielder who played really well against Chelsea. And I've got Rhian Roberts, Welsh international as well. So yeah, try and get down to one of those games. This is to whet your appetite a little bit. Tickets are currently on sale till 4 p.m. on Friday. So if you're listening to this before 4 p.m. on Friday, you need to be quick, because at the moment that is the cutoff. Now, I know they're trying to extend that a little bit, and so if you listen to this after 4 p.m. on Friday, do have a look, do chance your arm and you might get lucky. But if it is before, then I would hurry, because there's no guarantees that they're going to be able to extend that. And so 4 o'clock on Friday is currently your cutoff for tickets for both the Legends game on Saturday and for the women's derby on Sunday. It'd be fantastic to have close to full houses for both of them, both in terms of the foundation game or for the Legends game, for all the money it raises, and on Sunday to support LFC women as they are back in the Super League. Got off to a flyer against Chelsea, and we do want to keep that going. So yeah, if you can get to Anfield at the weekend, we'd encourage you to do so, especially if you know you've got, you know, family members or children who don't normally get a chance to go. It is a good opportunity to get into Anfield and watch some great football. So here are the interviews. As I say, it's Matt and Laura you'll hear from first, and then Kerry and Rhiannon after that. Cheers, hope you enjoy.
And it is John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap on a Zoom with Matt Parrish from LFC Foundation and Laura Charlton, who's from Cash for Kids, who are one of the beneficiaries of the LFC Foundation's work. And so we'll speak to both of them about, yeah, activities, but also the Legends game on Saturday. So starting with you, Matt, I know it's one of the highlights of the calendar for the LFC Foundation, these Legends games. So how much are you looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, can't wait, John. It's been a big build-up. It's definitely the highlight. It's unusual for us in that we're having two in a calendar year, having played the Barca Legends in March, and now we've got Man United Legends, as you say, on Saturday. We played them away in May and won 3-1 at Old Trafford. So not that it's about the result, obviously, but it's the return leg of that game. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned it's not about the results, although beating Manchester United is always sort of pleasing. I was with Glenn Johnson before. He still wants to beat Man United, let me tell you that. But the money raised really helps what you guys do. You know, there's different types of fundraisers throughout the year, but it's fair to say, I think, that the Legends game, you know, is the biggest for you guys in terms of bringing the money in.
Yeah, I think it's... as I say, we usually have one a year in the March international break, which most pretty much sold out. I think we've had five in total that pretty much sold out, and that's netted us about £4.5 million over those five games, which we've been able to. We use some of that to fund some of our own delivery, but crucially, we also use it to fund partners and other charities in the region. And when sort of COVID hit, and we had to postpone the Barca game in March 2020, and then obviously didn't have a game in 21. If you like the Man U game, having two in a year is a bit of a catch up. What was probably one of the more frustrating things about not being able to run those games during COVID, where it didn't enable us to fund that partner work. We had to, like a lot of charities, we focused on delivery. We were able to, in fact, increase our income, but a lot of that was through restricted grants, which meant we were then delivering. One of the unique things about this, you know, Liverpool Football Club's foundation is we are able to fundraise and fund others. And Cash for Kids and what they do there is one of the organisations we're really sort of proud to support. When we did it, Laura will correct me if I'm wrong, but when we did it in the sort of 1920 after the AC Milan game, we were able to, through that fund, we were able to support a further sort of 20 odd local community groups and charities, who in turn supported 30,000 young people and individuals, be they young people or families, and ultimately they would be young people that we probably wouldn't have been able to reach on our own. So that idea of collectively we're stronger, you know, we can use our strengths to complement Cash for Kids' strengths. And it, as I say, so it's been frustrating not to be able to do it, but the exciting thing is hopefully off the back of Saturday we're going to be able to do that again this coming year.
So let's bring Laura in then from Cash for Kids. Before we go any further, Laura, for those who don't know, if you could tell us a little bit more about what Cash for Kids does in the local area.
Yeah, absolutely, John. So basically, Cash for Kids supports local children and young people. At the moment, we're providing school uniforms to children who would have gone to school without a uniform that was brand new. We're also supporting around emergency grants with fuel, making sure that people have got electricity, food, nappies, baby milk. And we delivered a grant round in January as well, which we donated over £80,000. And basically, what we're trying to do is make sure that every child and young person in our community have got access to everything that they need, and just to be able to have the opportunities as the same as their peers.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? In terms of, you know, you talked there about opportunity, and for so many people, you know, in this city, and for so many young people, unfortunately, you know, it feels like the life is limited by circumstances out of their control.
Yeah, definitely. And we're finding now more and more it's families who have, you know, the working families, they've got an electricity bill bigger than the mortgage or the rent, and they're struggling. That, you know, we helped a paramedic the other day with school shoes for their family because they just didn't have the money to help them. And for us, we just want to make sure that these kids can go to school and feel proud in their school shoes and be able to grow and learn and not feel, you know, that they're, you know, out of, how can I say, that they don't feel that they can, they want to make sure that they can grow and learn and not feel that they're excluded because they don't feel like they're the same as everybody else. So we're just trying to make sure they've got new uniform, new shoes, they can learn, they can take part. I mean, we had a little boy the other day who said, I just need some curtains for my bedroom because the light is shining in and I've got no way of having curtains. And his mum said, I'll get curtains, but I haven't got any money for food this week. You know, it's just really struggling families who need us now.
So how much does it, you know, I know you guys are fundraising all year and there's lots of things that you're doing and you've got really good links and really good support throughout the city, but what does it mean for you to have someone like Liverpool Football Club sort of behind you and backing you in the way that they do?
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, for us, we've always valued the partnership between Radio City, Cash for Kids and the LFC Foundation. During Mission Christmas, they really step it up to help us and make sure that we've got enough that we need for our families. They've provided grant rounds so that we can do 100% of the grants to these families, to the schools, to community centres, sports groups, just to make sure that they've got that opportunity. I think it's lovely, you know, the saying in Liverpool, you'll never walk alone. Our families absolutely don't feel like they're walking alone when they've got support from us as a partnership.
And when, you know, work's tough, Matt, which I'm sure it is sometimes, and you're worrying about, you know, how are you getting enough money in to help everything you want? Have you got the resources internally to do everything you want to do? When you hear stories from people like Laura about the difference that things like Saturday have been able to make, it must be a very nice feeling to make it all worthwhile.
Yeah, massively, John. Just as Laura was talking there, I was just thinking it, and I'm glad you didn't come to me straight away. But I think when we, after the last funding round, Laura and colleagues and ourselves, we did an event at Anfield where some of the recipient groups came and talked and delivered what they did, and it was humbling to see the work they were doing. And I think the key to it is, and you alluded to there, we've got enough funding in to deliver what we want. It's also about how do we work in partnership to make the most of what we can do. So, you know, Radio City are able to fundraise through a variety of mechanisms, but this is a different way of doing it. They work really closely with us to sort of tailor the funding round so that whilst we're not only sport and young people in the community, a lot of the applicants that benefit from this fund will generally be in that space, and that enables them to use funding they get from elsewhere for other groups. It's huge for me, and I don't know if I'm able to use it because we used to use it at another club, but as Laura was talking, it struck me, we used to use a term about making opportunities a right, not a privilege. And I think that's the thing. Why should kids miss out? Why should they not be able to do A, B and C? So if by working with Radio City and Cash for Kids, we can enable that, that's massive for us.
So luckily for everyone listening, the only way you guys need to support all this fantastic work is to go and watch a game of football, which we all love anyway. So what a gift it is. Yeah, all you need to do is get yourself down on Saturday to Anfield. Tickets are currently still available. Now they're selling them until Friday around 4 o'clock. So if you can be aware of that as a deadline, I know there's maybe a little bit of talk that might be getting extended, but for now, let's all assume that you've got till Friday at 4 o'clock to get tickets for this game. And it's a fantastic opportunity, Matt, to bring families down, maybe people who don't get to go to Anfield as often, you know, to come in and watch, you know, some brilliant footballers, some guys who've won a lot of medals and scored a lot of goals for Liverpool over the years, try and beat Manchester United, and knowing throughout, I've said that once or twice, haven't I? No pressure, boys, if you're listening. But to win that game, but know that, you know, you're not just enjoying yourselves, you're not just watching some great football, but also you're supporting these fantastic charities and the LFC Foundation.
Yeah, no, massively. And I've seen Thiago's done a video for us today where he talks about Alonso is one of our players on Saturday, and Alonso is one of the best players he's ever played with. So I think that's praise indeed. And, you know, as you say, yes, it's going to a great cause, but, you know, it's not totally altruistic. You get to hopefully to have a good time. You get to get watch some good football and hopefully see us beat United as well. So what's not to like?
Yeah, if you want to get tickets, just go to the official club website, liverpoolfc.com, follow through to the tickets on there, and you can get everything that you need for Saturday. But best of luck with the game. Laura, best of luck with everything that you do all year. It's a fantastic charity I've known about for a long time through my old work and now through this one as well. And Mission Christmas is around the corner, so we're going to be telling everyone all about that soon enough as well. It's John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap, and I'm at Anfield, which is always exciting, especially when you get to sneak up on match day. We're in the press room. We're going to be outside doing pitch side, but they're doing lots of work to the Anfield Road end. It's looking fantastic. So I've come inside and I find Kerry Holland, superstar midfielder, who's going to be playing here at Anfield on Sunday. But first of all, Kerry, I want to start with last week and the first game of the season. Chelsea at home, in theory, doesn't get much tougher, but you guys were brilliant, got the victory 2-1. You must have been absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, we were obviously really, really happy with the result. Chelsea are a world-class team, but, you know, we came in with a game plan and we executed it really, really well, and we got the win and, you know, we were competitive.
What came across to me in the stands was the belief that you guys had, and even going 1-0 down really early, you kept to that game plan you've just mentioned. You kept that belief that you could get something out of it, and you wouldn't have been able to win without that.
Yeah, completely, I think. You know, the second half performance, I think, was really, really good from us. I think, you know, we showed that belief. We were a bit more confident going forward and stepping into our press. I think, you know, Beardy set us up really, really well for the game, and we went in with that plan and Yeah, it went all right, really.
When it went better than all right. Goals were the issue last time that Liverpool were in this division. There were some good performances, but we couldn't quite break through. So to have a number nine, who knows where the back of the net is, two penalties, you know, ice cold, you know, must make a big difference to you guys that you know that your good play, you know, is likely to be rewarded like that.
Yeah, completely. You know, hats off to Steng. I think, you know, to put two penalties away back to back is takes some nerve. And yeah, she's done really, really well, and it was a great performance from her, and to win the penalty as well, I think, was fantastic.
So it starts us off the season fantastically. We've got 3 points, but we go into Sunday now, and here at Anfield, this is why we're here. It's the Merseyside derby. It's Liverpool v Everton. You're smiling already because you must be excited to run out on that pitch on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. I think, you know, I was just out there then looking around and thinking what a great stadium to play in. And as a Liverpool player, it's a dream come true to play in this stadium. I think, you know, I've come and watched the men many, many times, and it's a special, special place, and the atmosphere is special. And yeah, I hope that we can obviously create that atmosphere on Sunday evening and make it a Merseyside derby to remember, because yeah, I think it's really exciting to be back in the WSL and have that game back.
Hopefully, I mean, Sunday was on Sky. I noticed, you know, even myself driving up to it, you know, the Sky cameras and stuff, you're like, oh, back in the big time here and stuff like that. It's on Sky again on Sunday, but hopefully lots of people who saw the game will come down. It's an opportunity to maybe get to Anfield if you don't get a chance to, but also to see this team. And as I say, hopefully people saw that on Sunday and thought, do you know what? Yeah, I'll get down on Sunday and cheer them on.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we want to be an exciting team to watch for the fans, and I think we showed that on Sunday evening. I think, you know, any fan that was in that stadium felt the tension and the excitement of the game. And I think, yeah, obviously we'd love to get as many fans as we can possible on Sunday evening and get behind us all, and hopefully, yeah, make Liverpool red.
Have you noticed that step up in sort of attention and everything around it? Because, you know, for you guys, you know, it's still, you know, I mean, there's a few additions, but it's similar squad to what there was last season. The manager's the same, you know, but it just felt everything was a little bit bigger on Sundays, you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. I think, you know, on the back of the summer, the Euros this summer, I think, you know, women's football, it's gone a little bit crazy. And yeah, as a player, you definitely notice the difference. And I think, yeah, Sunday on Sky Sports, it doesn't get much bigger than that. And yeah, the media attention and all of that surrounding it, I think it's obviously got a lot bigger. But you can tell because, you know, we had our record crowd on Sunday night, and that was unbelievable. And yeah, the atmosphere inside Prenton Park was second to none. And, you know, I think that really gave us the extra push that we needed to get the 3 points.
Bit tough game Sunday, it has to be said. You know, Everton are a decent team. You know, how are you feeling looking into it? And how much does the game plan change from last week without giving too much away? Because obviously, you know, they're very different games.
Yeah, completely. You know, they're different opponents, but at the end of the day, we'll go in with the same belief that we can win the game, and, you know, we'll set up to win the game as we always do. And yeah, it'll be an exciting game, I'm sure. I think, you know, they've obviously had a lot of new signings this summer, but you know, we'll be competitive and hopefully just play our game and get the win again.
It's a derby as well, so that adds a little bit. You've got a Scouser next year in midfield. Is she, you know, reminding everyone, you know, what a big game it is at the moment? And I'm sure she's saying how much she wants to win it.
Yeah, completely. You know, Bo is Liverpool through and through. But, yeah, you understand, even from living in the city, I think I've lived here for a year now, and I understand how big of a game it is for this city and how passionate this city is about football. And, yeah, until I think you live here and you realise the rivalry between the Reds and the Blues, I think, you know, you stand from the outside and you maybe don't appreciate how big it is. But I think, yeah, once you're in it, and to say that we're back in the WSL to have this game back is a massive, massive, massive thing for us, and massive for the fans as well, I'm sure.
And finally, it was, as you mentioned, the record at Prenton Park for the women's team, 3,000. We got 28,000 here last time. It'd be great to beat that record, wasn't it? So it'd be fantastic to get as many Liverpool fans down as possible to the game on Sunday. Tickets are there, available till Friday night, and we just want to sell as many as possible, because it'll help you guys when they play that little bit better. You know, put that little bit more in if you've got a big, big crowd behind you.
Completely, I think, you know, the atmosphere within a stadium, and, you know, if we could even start to fill Anfield on Sunday night, I think that would be great. You know, it'd be great to have a special, special atmosphere for this game, because, you know, I think it's going to be a special game and a special night for this club.
Yeah, I'm feeling good about the season, feeling good about Sunday. Top of the league Sunday night. Let's all hope so, eh?
Let's hope so, yeah.
And now with Raza Robertson. Raza, first of all, reflection on Sunday a little bit. What a start to the season that was. Sky down to watch Liverpool win 2-1 and start the season really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best start we could have imagined, really. Obviously, we're disappointed that we couldn't play last week. We were really happy with the result. Good performance, and we knew that we could get something from the game, so it's what we deserved, really, I think, out of the game.
Yeah, and that winning penalty, the best finish I've seen since you win your wedding dress. But, you know, it was a big moment, big player step up, and that's what she did, didn't she?
Yeah, Katie Sengel, she's been great last year, pre-season this year, and it's actually... I said I can't wait to see Katie Sengel in Super League, so yeah, I'm glad that she's got off to a good start. Two great finishes from penalties. She's got good nerves for those. but just happy to take the 3 points and move on to the next game.
How was the dressing room after? Was it buzzing?
Yeah, it's always buzzing. But yeah, we were just really, really chuffed, and we wanted to get off the mark nice and early, and we wanted to, like, you know, create some momentum going forward, and obviously going into the game this weekend, which is another big, massive game for us. So, yeah, couldn't wish for a better start, really.
Well, that's it. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger in Women's Super League than Chelsea, but then Merseyside derby at Anfield, you know, might be it. You know, it's starting the season with a bang, isn't it? You know, you're telling everyone you're back.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And, you know, it's going to be an amazing occasion. And if a derby at Anfield isn't fuel, and I don't know what is. So yeah, it's just one game after the other, which is really good, and that's what we want in the Super League. So yeah.
Does Sunday give you real confidence for the season as a whole? Because, like I said, it doesn't get much tougher than Chelsea, but, you know, you showed you're here to compete at the weekend, and, you know, is everyone, you know, buzzing and training, I guess, and thinking, you know, we can, you know, have a really positive year.
Yeah, and I think that's been all throughout pre-season, really. We know that we've got a good group. We know that we can compete in the Super League, and it's just having that belief, and Matt keeps putting those messages across, you know, to believe in ourselves and that we can compete in the Super League, and, you know, that's just gives a really good boost on Sunday, beating the champions. So we go again to the next game. We just take each game as it comes, and hopefully get as many points as we can.
It always helps if there's a big crowd supporting you. It was boss to have a record attendance at Prenton Park, but we want even more here on Sunday, don't we? We've just been outside at Anfield. It looks fantastic, empty. It's going to look even better if it's full of red. There'll be a few Evertonians in as well, but we need to make sure we outnumber them plenty on Sunday, don't we?
Yeah, I remember, I think it was 2019 when we played at Anfield last time, and it was like 23,000 or something like that, and it was just unbelievable. And every time you got over the halfway line, you just hear this roar, this giant roar, and it really helped. So, yeah, it would get as many people down here as possible. That would be unbelievable, and get us over the line, hopefully.
Yeah, it makes a big difference to you guys, doesn't it? And I could see that, you know, with the weekend, and there must be times where you're playing against a team, you know, like Chelsea, or it'll be the same at Everton, where maybe a bit of tiredness comes into the legs. Just hearing that support, you know, gives you an extra spring in your step, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said, it just gives you that extra little push over the line. So, yeah, we just need as many down as we can possibly get. And then, we'll do the talking on the pitch then.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck. I hope it goes well. And like we both said, you know, let's get down, let's support the team. You know, they've shown last Sunday that they could have a really good season if we all get behind them. So, yeah, but best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you. See you Sunday. Sports Social Podcast Network.